Okay. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Sosnoff. I am doing this broadcast from my house in Chicago, and I have no idea who's on today, but I'm looking forward to speaking to all of you. Excited about this. It's a new opportunity with a new group, and should be fun. I'm not sure, you know, everybody that you've heard today and all the different discussions, but I'll give you a tiny little brief background on me, and then I will get into doing a software demo. That's what I've been asked to do today. And we are Tasty Trade is a financial media company. And we basically produce content, and it's all quantitative-based content. And then we own a lot of different companies. And one of our companies that's our primary source of revenue is a company called Tastyworks, which is the software platform I'm going to show you today. We also are about to launch the first new futures exchange in America in the last almost 3 or 4 decades called the Small Exchange, which will be launching in May. We have a advisory called the Quiet Foundation, which is a free data science-based advisory. We have a platform that's, we have another brokerage firm and a platform that, it's a free platform. It competes with like Robinhood for people, millennials and people just getting business. It's called Dough, and it's app-based, and you can check it out. It's really pretty slick. And then we also have our own magazine called Luckbox, and you can sign up for a free digital version and you can read what we push out every single month. It's homegrown content, and it's actually, I think, was voted best new magazine in America last year by a couple of different places. So you can check out all the different content we create and all the different pieces of technology we have. And our primary platform is the Tastyworks platform. It's a Java-based platform, and I'm going to take you through it today. We also have, obviously, we have mobile platforms and we have web-based platforms as well for trading. But our primary platform, where about 85-90% of the people trade on, is our software-based platform. So again, my name is Tom Sosnoff. I'm the CEO of Tasty Trade. We're the parent company for Tastyworks. And just to give you a little bit of background, I started this business in the early 1980s. So I've been around a block a couple times. I started as a market maker on the floor of the Chicago Board Options Exchange. And I spent about 20 years trading in index pits. And then we built a company called Thinkorswim, which was a publicly traded company and was eventually bought out by TD Ameritrade. And today it's their primary platform. And when we left TD Ameritrade, we built Tasty Trade, which was media. And we wanted to change the world of financial media. We've been doing that for the last, we started in 2011. So we've been doing it for 9 years. And in 2017, we launched Tastyworks. And right now it's the fastest growing financial technology in the world. And it specializes in options and futures and options on futures. Now, to give you a little background on, that's all I'm going to do, background on me, but to give you some background on the platform, the same designers and the same developers that were core to when we built Thinkorswim back in 1999, 2000, we decided to kind of put the band back together and build Tastyworks in 2017. And the primary difference is that Tastyworks is the newest platform in the industry. When you look around and you trade on any of the retail platforms, whether it be Fidelity, E-Trade, Schwab, TD, Interactive Brokers, anybody out there, everybody's on fairly old legacy technology. When you come to Tastyworks, it's brand new. And the beautiful thing about brand new technology is that it's built on a much faster piece of middleware. So the first thing that you'll notice with Tastyworks is that it's built on a piece of high-frequency middleware that we partnered with a couple of high-frequency market-making firms to build. And it's essentially on about the fastest middle component structure in the industry. And you notice that right away. So it has the capability of routing lots of orders and has the capability of routing lots of quotes. So in the most recent kind of crazy last 6 weeks that we've had in the marketplace, the neat thing about Tastyworks is we didn't have to throttle any quotes, and almost every other firm had to throttle quotes, but we didn't have any order routing issues either. So no quote throttling, no order routing issues, pure 100% stability, and just a very slick platform design-wise. It's just newer, it's bigger, newer, bigger, faster, stronger, that kind of thing. And that's the first thing that kind of stands out when you use Tastyworks. One of the things we wanted to do when we built this platform was we didn't want to bloat anything. Years ago, when we first left the trading floor and built Thinkorswim, we really didn't know what customers wanted, so we threw a lot of stuff at it. And it's a great platform, and we built it up in a way that we just threw the kitchen sink at it. We bloated it a little bit, but we threw the kitchen sink at it to learn what customers wanted. You know, almost 20 years later, we have a very different view of the world. And our view of the trading world now is keep things clean, keep them fast, keep them simple, and allow people to create a fee structure and create a piece of technology that allows people to trade small, trade often, and adjust and be able to adjust and roll all your trades whenever you want to in a really simple fashion. So if I was to tell you kind of when you look at all other software platforms, you know, we designed this to be kind of a no, I wouldn't say no features because it has tons of quantitative features into it, built into it. But we designed it to be a fully integrated single page, which means fully integrated front to back, super fast, built on high frequency middleware, but not a lot of bloat throughout the whole platform. So no matter what you do, your focus is always on the trading aspect of it. Most of the analytics that we do are, or virtually all the analytics that we do are quantitative, which means we're a think tank and we build everything around kind of a game of numbers. So we believe that, you know, I mean, we believe everything in the world of derivatives is priced pretty efficiently, and therefore you can generate kind of context from numbers. And I'll get into all that as we talk, you know, over the next 45 or 50 minutes. The good news today, too, while we're doing this, we have two guys from our that help to run our trade desk. Ryan and Chris are on this chat with me, and they are capable of answering any question on any topic, and nothing is off limits. So in order for me to focus on the chat, which makes it a much smoother presentation, they will answer any questions that you have, and you can just chat right through the platform. So they'll be on for the whole next hour. And so anything you want to talk about, anything you want to ask a question about, whether it's opening an account, whether it's minimums, whether it's, you know, suitability or anything like that, or just strategy or what you can and can't do, you know, please feel free to ask, you know, Ryan or Chris or ask a question, and don't be shy. Fire away anything you want. Now, again, before I get into just the discussion, the actual platform discussion itself, I think it's important that you know a little bit about our philosophy of trading. So I mentioned the concept of trade small, trade often. That's a big part of what we do. Just get people to, you know, don't worry about trade size, keep it as small as you want, and don't be afraid to adjust the trades to make, whether it's a delta adjustment, whether it's a strike adjustment, whether it's product adjustment. We are essentially product agnostic. We are strategically agnostic. We are product agnostic. We don't care what you do as a customer. So the first thing you notice about Tasty Works when you sign up for a brokerage account is we give you one choice, the works. And the works means you can trade stocks, you can trade options, you can trade futures, you can trade futures options, and you can do them all in a regular margin account, or you can do them all even in an IRA account. You can go long. We even let you go long or short, essentially, not short stock, but short options, even in an IRA account. And we basically are open to any single strategy you want to do. So we're very flat in terms of what we feel customers should be restricted. And we basically lifted those restrictions so you can essentially do whatever you want on whatever kind of account you have with us, as long as you have the capital to do it. And the capital is not determined by us. The capital is determined by the regulatory body. So that doesn't really come into play. Hopefully you can see my screen in front of you. And one of the things I just typed in Tesla just to start off, just as a, you know, for the primary, just for the discussion, because Tesla's in play after hours. I guess there was some kind of news that came out. So the stock's up $70 after hours. So I just typed it in. It's just something to talk about. It's not really that relevant that it's up $70. But the first thing you'll notice when you log into Tastyworks, and I'm showing you this just so you know, on a 13-inch screen. And the first thing you'll see is that this platform is, everything is on a single page in front of you. There are no other pages. So everything that we do, and the designers of this platform have won multiple awards for, you know, for best platform design, for best graphics and everything else. This is, you know, again, this is the same team that built Toss 20 years ago, built Tastyworks now. So we're very focused on usability and the simplicity of that usability. In the, where my cursor is right now, which we call this kind of the left-hand gutter, this is just a watch list page. It's just, it's a choice of, you can set your own watch list. You can use preset watch lists. There's lots of different choices already built into the platform. And the way the platform works is that you can choose anything from the watch list. And as soon as you just click on, let's say I clicked on Apple down here at the bottom for a second. As soon as I click on Apple, Apple populates in the middle here. Here's a quote on Apple. Here's an Apple chain. Here's an Apple, a mini Apple chart. Here's all my Apple positions. And so you can see, and here would be all my Apple, everything. For example, if we, these would be all filled orders in Apple today, just to give you an idea of, you know, different things that, so, and if I went to Tesla, the same thing, I click on Tesla, Tesla populates in the middle of the page, Tesla pops in the order flow, Tesla pops the chart in here, Tesla positions pop in here, Tesla fills from today pop over here. So the platform is designed in its most simplistic sense that you never have to leave this configuration. Now you're thinking, okay, well, that means that you can't have too much in it. Well, you're going to see in a couple seconds. There's a reason this is the fastest growing platform in the world, because it not only is it fast to use and stable and very inexpensive, but the other really cool side to it is it's really simple. So we'll go back and we have Tesla in here. Just to give you an example, just on the, when Tesla pops in, the first thing we show you is IV rank, which is the implied volatility of Tesla measured against itself, so that you have implied volatility context as soon as you type in a name. Like, for example, if I click on Microsoft, the implied volatility rank of Microsoft is 46.7. We show that to you before we even show you a quote, because you might want to do a specific strategy based on the level of implied volatility. Now, just knowing that Microsoft implied volatility is 55, like it is in May, doesn't really mean anything to you. But knowing that the rank is about 45 or 46, 47, wherever it is right now, might mean a lot when you put it on a relative scale to provide you with some context. Then, of course, we show you a quote across, you know, then we show you the quote, and we also drop in an option chain in below. Inside the option chain, we'll show you when the earnings are, as signified by E, or when dividends are, as signified by D, and we'll also put the dates up here. The other neat thing about the Tastyworks platform, and let me just open a few fewer, is that we always will also show you, I'll show you down here because it looks a little easier in June. We'll show you the implied volatility of the at-the-money strike in June, and we'll show you the expected move, plus or minus, between now and June based on option prices. So from just looking at this one page, and everything can be closed up, you can see Microsoft, the IV rank, so you know where IV is relative to itself. You can know what the implied volatility is of the current month, and you can also know what the expected move is of that cycle from today until that cycle's expiration. You also know the number of days listed right here in the middle. And at the bottom of the page is your whole order book. So there's nothing, there's no other page that you have to go on. There's nothing that pops up. There's nothing that, there's no extra windows. This is not old technology. This is, everything sits right in front of you all the time. So for example, if you wanted to buy, let's just say you wanted to buy Microsoft, you just click on the offer. It automatically populates down here to whatever your default quantity is. And then if you wanted to route the order, I'll just show you over here, because you can see it'll pop in here as I'll put it up as working orders. So if I went to buy Microsoft, and I'm not going to buy it after hours, but anybody can trade after hours. You just click once or click twice, and the order pops in here, and this order is actually working. And if you wanted to cancel the order, you just right click on this over here and just go cancel order, and it's gone. Now, and this is all live platform. We don't even have a demo platform. So everything you're looking at here is completely live. Now the neat thing is when you look at this, everything I just did from looking at my watch list, like I'll go to Apple again, I'll go to Apple this time. As soon as I go to Apple, Apple pops in at the top, Apple quotes pop in here. Apple, it sets me up to buy Apple. This is if I just want to do stock. It pulls all my Apple positions in over here. So I can, for example, if I wanted to see like just kind of, this is the only Apple position I have on right now. And then if I wanted to trade out of my Apple, I could trade from my positions right here. I could buy or sell stock right here. Or I could go enter anything I want new from right here. And you never have to leave the page. And up in this right-hand corner, I'll show you in a little bit, these are configurable. Now, they also have, you know, a full position page, a trade page, an activity page, which will show you everything you did today. And it's, again, you're not going to any other screen, which is beautiful. There's a watch list built in here, which is also a searchable watch list. There is TastyTrade, which is our network, and it will pop in right here. And that's the show from this morning with Tony and myself. And then down here, there'll be a series of, you know, videos that we created today. It'll just take a second to populate. And this is just all the research that we were doing today. And then the next window will be a charting window, and you can configure this however you want to. There's tons of different choices in here. The next window is just a little bit of history. Then we have something that's pretty unique to this platform, to us, which is a follow page. And so we have a bunch of traders that work for us, or that are, you know, very close to the family, let's say, and mostly everybody here works for us. And you can see everything that they did. If you want to see everything that I did today, you just click on me and there's every trade I made today. So everything's in here, and I probably made, you know, I don't know, 70 or 80 trades today, and they'll all be populated in here. But it's crazy, but we show you everything that any one of our follow traders did. And then obviously we have a little help section at the very back. I don't actually need to pop that up. So I'm going to go back to the trade page for a second, because this is kind of where, this is essentially our money maker of sorts. But this is really where, you know, where all the activity takes place. Now, one of the neat things is we've always been a specialty firm with respect to, we've always been considered an option boutique. And we've essentially changed the industry with respect to, you know, option trading over the last 20 years. When we built Toss, we built the first platform that allowed single click functionality to deliver spreads. We built the first platform that allowed single click functionality to trade, you know, complex strategies, even using multiple underlyings and everything else. When we built Tasty, we did things a little bit different, and we made it easier to take an existing position and to roll that position. And we also decided to give you multiple views of that position. So for example, if you wanted to do something in May in Apple, let's just say, you could, and let me just open up a couple more strikes here so you can see this. So I'll open up 16 strikes in May. And this platform is very configurable and incredibly easy to use. What we wanted our developers to do this time is, let's just say you wanted to sell an out-of-the-money call on Apple. So I'll sell the 260 calls. Oops, I'm sorry, I bought those. Let me just, right away. I'll sell the 260 calls. And that would just be fine. And so down at the bottom of the page, it'll show you your POP, which is probability of profit. It'll show you the amount of extrinsic premium you're picking up. P50 is the probability of making 50% on this trade. It's a Monte Carlo simulation with a couple of thousand, you know, projected runs at it, to give you an idea of, like, instead of making, let's say, the full $10, what are the chances of making $5? It's almost 89%. What are the chances of making the full $10? 70%, but it's selling an out of the money option. It gives you the delta on the trade. It gives you the theta on the trade. That's how much money you'll make every day. The delta is how many share equivalent is it if you sell five out of the money calls, because I have a five lot as a default in here. If you sell five out of the money calls, it's the equivalent of being short 200 shares of stock, but it will also generate about $90 a day in decay, max profit and max loss, which is obviously infinite. And then the buying power reduction, you know, on the trade. But let's say you weren't comfortable because it was too much money to sell a naked option. If you sell a naked option on this platform or any other platform, it's about 20% of the price of the underlying. So let's just go back and make the quantity one. So if I sold one option, about 20% of the price underlying would be about $5,000 to sell one option. So let's say you wanted to reduce the capital requirement, because trading in 2020 is all about capital efficiency. So let's say you wanted to go out and buy a 270 call, and then you short a call spread. But then you said, you know what? Before, let me close this up for a second. Before, when I did this, I was short the equivalent of 40 shares of stock. When I sold the call spread, I was only short the equivalent of 10 shares of stock. So it's 10 versus 40. And I really want to be short at least 20 shares of stock. So what can I do? Well, you can just drag this and widen out the call spread. That gives you another 10 shares. So now you're short 20 shares, which is exactly what you want. Or you can take that first trade and just drag it a little bit lower, and you can adjust it that way. So there's no additional clicks necessary. You don't have to type in strikes. You don't have to change strikes. You just drag the strikes up or down, and you can add to the width. The nice thing about the platform is it doesn't require recognized spreads. So you can do anything you want to do, any quantity you want, and any strikes that you want. It doesn't require recognizing that. A lot of the legacy platforms that are on the marketplace today require that you have to recognize, or the platform needs to recognize what it's doing. This platform doesn't need to recognize anything. So let's just go back to the original trade, which was this $10 wide call spread being shorted. Again, the pop on this call spread is 67%. The P50, which is probability of making 50% of this number, about $2, is 77%. Here are all your Greeks. You're not going to any other page to see all this stuff. Everything is right in front of you the entire time. And if you decided you wanted to, just for example, you know, route the order, you just double click on that and the order pops in over here. If you decided, oh, you know, know what? I like this order, but I'm not getting filled. Just hit replace order. And then, for example, you just lower the price and then double click again. And there's your new order there. The message pops up here. The new order pops in. The message pops up in the upper left-hand corner. The new order pops in right here in this section. There's no going to other pages. There's no having to go search for anything. There's no pop-up windows. Everything is right in front of you. Again, I'm doing this on a 13-inch laptop. So, you know, you can virtually do this on any platform. Now, let's say, I don't want this order anymore. I'm going to cancel this order. Let's go back out and reestablish it. So I'm going to sell the 265 calls. I'm going to buy the 275 calls. But you know what? Instead of this trade, I'm actually going to turn around over here for a second and I'm going to sell a put spread. I'm going to sell the 220 puts and buy the 210 puts. So I'm going to turn this into an iron condor. Again, the platform does not need to know what you are doing. So you can do whatever you want. Now, this is kind of a classic iron condor. But let's say you wanted an iron condor that wasn't classic. So you wanted a skewed iron condor. $10 wide call spread, $5 wide put spread. You do that just the exact same way. You can do any combination. You can skew this call side. You can skew the put side. This way you'd have virtually no risk on the put side because you're collecting $5 for this iron condor. You have no risk on the put side, but you have, you know, $5 of risk on the call side. You can do it the other way around where you make the put spread $10 wide and the call spread $5 wide. You could do that as well. Or you can, you know, any other combination. You can sell twice as many call spreads and you can sell two call spreads to every one put spread. The platform does not care what you do. And you can do it in multiple months as well. So if you wanted to do it instead of in the front month, you wanted to move the put spread or call spread to the back month, you can do that as well. Let's say you wanted to, just as an example, let's say you wanted to sell a strangle. So you want to sell the 275 calls. And let's just say you're selling the, where are these calls? $6. Let's say you're selling the 210 puts. And so there's your front month strangle. But instead of buying the wings in the front month, you said, hey, you know what? I just want to go out and I'm going to buy the wings in June instead. And you buy the 280s and 205s or something like that. You can set this trade up in multiple months if you want to. And then if you don't want a debit and you ultimately want a credit, you know, you can adjust the strikes down to where, I'm sorry, you would adjust the strikes wider, not narrower. Take that back. Let me open up a few more strikes. You could adjust the strikes until you actually picked up a credit like you have down here now. And so it's all up to you. Everything is configurable. Now, one of the other neat things about this platform is, and let me just clear this to show you. Let's say I'm going to go back to Apple again, and I'm going to sell the 265 calls. I'm going to sell the 220 puts. And sometimes for some people, they're very visual in nature. Some people are just, you know, hey, you know what? This is a classic table mode that about 80% of the people that use our platform trade on. But there are some people that like to look at things in other views. So one of the things they do, we offer curve mode. And the curve mode is a little different than a table mode in the sense that this is a visual inside of a distribution curve. So what you can see here is this is the exact same trade. I just went back and forth to two different views. And you can use this, and about 20% of the people that use the platform actually use the curve mode. Now, what they do on the curve mode is you can see the distribution curve up here. You can see the green area here, which is your profit area. And you can see the red to the outside, which is your, the red area is where you lose money. So green area where you make money, red area where you lose money. It's all visual. And then if you don't like the way you're lining up inside of that kind of asymmetric curve, you can, you know, move the put side further out of the money to give yourself more room to the downside. You can move the call side out of the money there. And if you wanted to end up, let's just say you wanted to go back and you're like, you know, I need to see it in the other view here because you can see it this way and go back and forth. And you can see, you know, where you make money, where you lose money. You can iron condor it off You can iron condor it off in both directions. And there's an iron condor now. Now, if I go back, let me just move it a little closer so it'll look better on the graph. Move these up a little bit. And let's say iron condor this position off and I take it from table mode to curve mode. There's your iron condor inside of a distribution curve with your green area being the area you win and the red area being the area you lose. And you can look at it any which way you want. We also have an active mode, which is for, you know, if you wanted to do something and you wanted kind of that laddering look that that a couple different platforms had, that's the ladder look. So you can use that if you want something that's really fast. Or we also have it's up here. We also have an analysis tab, which is over here, and you can look at the analysis tab in multiple ways. But again, you can adjust dates, you can adjust volatility, you can adjust price. You can adjust time, and you can set up your simulated trades inside of the analysis tab as well. So all these things are, go back to this. Hang on one second. Where's table? Table mode there. All of these things are different views. And again, but the neatest part of this platform is I have not changed from the single page. The first page you're looking at is the same page regardless of what you're doing. So whether you're looking at a chart, whether you're looking at an analysis tab, whether you're looking at the curve mode, the table mode, whether you're looking at a complex spread, whether you're looking at, I should have shown you this. If you're looking at futures, these are S&P E-mini futures. It's the exact same mode, and futures options are the exact same look and feel on the exact same page with all the same functionality, with positions showing up on the right-hand side of the page, with a market watch list on the left-hand side, and everything that you want to do in the middle, and you can trade these, you know, 24/5, and anybody can do it. It doesn't, we're indifferent. As long as you have the capital to make the trade, boom, 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 you can trade whatever you want. Like I said earlier, we are strategy indifferent. We are product indifferent. I'm going to go back to Microsoft for an example. And so we also have simplified this in case you're just not exactly sure how to set up these trades. We have them all set up here for you. So if you wanted to set up, for example, a butterfly or a jade lizard, or like you weren't familiar how to do a jade lizard in Microsoft, you just click on jade lizard, and there's a classic jade lizard, short a put, short an out of the money call spread. And if you decide, hey, I want to sell a bigger put, I want to sell further out of the money call spread, you just drag it and it's all set up for you. Again, super simple. Your Greeks and all your metrics are down below. Your existing position is off to the right. Your new position is down here. All your activity will, because the markets are closed now, so that's why I'm showing you. This is your activity for what happened during the day. This platform takes about probably less than, for most people that are on existing legacy platforms anywhere else, this platform probably takes you, I'm guessing, between 15 and 45 minutes to figure out the whole thing because it's so super simple. And in the process, you know, if you want to tune in and watch our network, you're more than welcome to do that. If you want to look at charts for something else, you're more than welcome to set this up however you want. If you want to track any of our follow traders, you are more than welcome to do any of that stuff. And if you want to go to a watch list and, for example, search by IV rank, search by, this is a proprietary liquidity indicator, by IV index, by volume, by most active. We also have a lot of preset. We have tons of preset watch lists. Like this one particularly I'm choosing right now is high option volume, but there's a lot more. The presets include, you know, defaults. We show everybody an hourly top 10 so you can see everything that everybody else is trading. We show all the futures markets, all the fast movers, all the high option volume, and we will even show you the existing futures we support, all the micro futures we support, and then coming soon, all the small exchange cash indices that we will support as well, which is our own futures exchange. So one of the first takeaways of the platform, and probably the most important takeaway, is just this, the overall simplicity front to back. And when you add that with the stability and the speed, you have a little monster on your hands. And it's a really inexpensive platform to use too. I mean, the platform's obviously free. Stocks are free. Options, we only charge you to open. Futures, we charge a minimal fee and then just pass through the exchange fees. The average person on this platform trades about 1,200 times a year. And there's 100 and something thousand, I don't even know what it is, say 140,000 accounts or something like that. Maybe 150,000 people. So it's a super popular platform with a lot of, you know, all customer flow going through it. We don't have any professionals. We don't have any prop firms. We don't support any institutions. And our support is free and it's instant. If you can remember during the last, if you remember over the last 6 weeks when the markets have been incredibly, volatile, we've been going through an historic time. What's really wild about all this is that most firms, in fact, I would say, I'd almost go to say all firms, could not support what was happening from, they just couldn't support their client base. In some cases, there were waits, you know, and I'm not even talking about firms like Robinhood or anything like that. I'm talking about like major firms. In some cases, there were waits of up to multiple hours. In a lot of cases, the technology was broken or really slow. We had none of either. The wait times never got more than 3, 4, or 5 minutes, and the technology never broke. And so, you know, when you don't have problems, it's just, it gives you a certain peace of mind, because it's hard enough to trade and to make money and to, you know, do different things with this technology. And again, the technology supports stocks, options, futures, and options on futures. And there's a lot of other features in here. Like, for example, if you just as a show, like if you wanted to, you know, just say you wanted to just watch our show up here while, you know, while we were, while you're trading, you could do that as well. So you can provide, you can have, you know, streaming content play through here. There's alerts, there's you, this side is actually detachable, and you can throw, you know, anything up into this window. We default to a chart in there, but you can really set it up with anything that you want. Now, getting into a little bit more of the minutia, and I hope that I didn't go too fast for anybody, or hope I didn't you know, lose anybody in the process of this, because it's, you know, there's a lot of stuff here, and there's, it's a you know, when you think about just the number of lines of code, and you think about the type of stuff that goes into a platform, let me just give you a little background on kind of what we're thinking. We have found that if we eliminate a lot of the subjective stuff and just focus on numbers that are generated from the actual quotes themselves. So in other words, it means the takeaways are all based on math. That it, what it does is it gives people a lot of platform respect. And then again, we're indifferent to what you do with the platform. We're indifferent to what products you trade. We're indifferent to what strategies you use. And we built this platform so that it's super simple to roll something. Let me just show you. So let's say in Microsoft, let me see this position for a second. So I currently am short some 65 puts in Microsoft. These are 165 puts. The stock is 155 right now. Let's just say the stock goes higher tomorrow for whatever reason. I can, right from this list over here, choose to close position, boom. And then if I wanted to, I just click on the 170 puts. This is what we call adjusting the position. It's a roll. It's a one-click adjustment to move your strikes up 5. Now, usually on most platforms, it's a ridiculous number of clicks, and it's not even supported in kind of an easy to use way. On this platform, you know, you can roll this, just as an example, you can roll these 165 puts to 170. Now, I'm going to clear this for a second. Let's say I have this call spread on, which is the 145, 150 call spread, and I choose to close this call spread. Oops, I'm short on both. I'm taking that back. Let me just do this a different way. So let me do this. Let's say this will make more sense. This is a strangle. I currently am short. Let's say I choose to adjust or close the strangle. One click, strangle pops in, and I can choose to close it, or I can roll it. And so one of the things that we do, this is what I want to show you. Click on this, and I can choose with a single click, quick roll, and I can take it from this month and move the entire position from May to June. Let's say I have a naked short put in here. These are the 165 puts in Microsoft. Right click and go to quick roll, and I can take this position from May to June in a single click. And I don't have to do anything else. It defaults to the mid price. I can adjust the price by, let's say it's 208's mid price. I'll adjust it to 206, and boom, we'll route this order. We route everything to on a very sophisticated routing algorithm, where we route to a variety of high frequency market making firms. And we think we have one of the best schemes with respect to how we route orders. We basically use a wheel philosophy. We measure these market making firms based on the quality of their fills and the speed of their fills. And it works amazingly well. But again, it is the easiest way to, this platform is the easiest platform in the industry to take a position from April to May or from May to June. And let me just delete this for a second. So you can roll spreads. You can roll spreads. If I wanted to roll the put and the call and take those and quick roll those, that is June. Here, I'll show you this. So you can see it this way. So this is currently a May position, and I will open up this May position so you can see it. There's the May position. And by clicking on the quick roll, I've already set it up to roll it to June and pick up whatever credit I can pick up for, you know, for doing those rolls the same strike or adjusting the quantities or anything else that it is. And that is super, slick. There's nothing like it in the industry on any level. Now, remember, it is a very new piece of technology. It was delivered in 2017, in January of 2017, and it's been tweaked and updated since then. There's no other major platform within 17 years of this platform. Every other major platform was built before 2000, 2001, and they're all legacy platforms. And all they've been done over the years is just people have added, they've added features to it. They've refactored it to try to make them faster, but none of them were built for the type of volume and the type of quote volume that we're seeing today, except this platform. So let me close this up. Let me eliminate this trade. And we'll talk about some of the other things that you can do on this platform that just from an options and or futures. So let's say, for example, instead of trading Microsoft or Tesla or something like that, we said, you know what? You kind of just want to do something in crude oil, because crude oil had a huge move today. It was in the front month, it was up 444, and in the back month, it was up a little bit less than, I think it closed at 2736. But let's say you wanted to do something in the May options in crude oil. All you have to do on this platform is just click on crude oil. And then the logic of how to trade in here is the exact same. Let me open up a few more strikes. The logic of how to trade in here is the exact same as if you were trading Microsoft. So it makes absolutely no difference. That's what we talk about when we say we're product agnostic. So if you wanted to sell a naked call in crude oil, click on the bid. If you wanted to sell a naked put and turn it into a strangle, click on the bid. If you wanted to make it into a Jade Lizard, click on the offer of a call above that and leave the put where it is. If you wanted to make it into an Iron Condor, just, I left an open future in there. If I wanted to initially sell a call, just click on the bid. If I wanted to make it a call spread, click on the offer. If I had an out of the money put I had sold, that's a Jade Lizard. And if I wanted to buy the other side, that is an Iron Condor. If I wanted to skew the Iron Condor, I just drag one of the sides, whichever way I want to go, to make it a wider put spread than a call spread. And all of those are acceptable. And the crazy thing is, if I wanted to sell more of the call spreads than the put spreads, now this is a ratio Iron Condor where I'm selling three call spreads, one put spread. The put spread's wider than the call spread. Nothing here is recognized or traditional in a traditional sense. And the capital requirement is the absolute minimum. So what we've done is we've programmed everything to give you the absolute minimum capital requirement to improve your capital efficiency. And at the same time, made it so you can trade anything you want in any combination of whatever you want. And again, if for some reason you said, you know what, show it to me in a curve mode, there you go. Show it to me inside the distribution curve. So show it to me in a visual so I can picture it, so I know where I make money and where I don't make money. And there you go. And all those. And that's not even using the analysis page, inside the platform. This is just using the trading pages in there. Now we're probably showing you a lot of stuff and it may seem like it's overwhelming, but I promise you it's not, because since we started this demo 42 minutes ago, I've never left this one page. So there's no confusing windows to pop up. This is pure software. This is a downloadable. So this is not web-based. It doesn't have any of the inefficiencies of a web platform. It's fully integrated software. Its fill times are in the milliseconds, and it is, and its quotes are unthrottled. If you are currently using a platform and you're like, why are my quotes so slow? Or they look like they're blinking, it's because that platform is throttling your quotes. This platform does not throttle any quotes. So it just delivers all the information straight through from the exchanges. So it is again, it's fast, it's stable, it's simple, it's right in front of you all the time. It doesn't play any games, and it has all the Greeks right in front of you. And so there's and it's very simple for adjusting, and it doesn't care whether you're doing futures or futures options. Now let's say you had an IRA account, and you wanted to sell in your IRA account, and you wanted to, and you were liking crude oil because crude oil has been killed lately, and you wanted to sell a naked 20 put in crude oil, just as an example. We let you do that. I don't believe there's anybody else that lets you sell a naked out of the money put in crude oil in an IRA account, but we let you do that. Also, something that we let you do that I don't believe anybody else does, let's say in your IRA account, you said, you know what? I am so bearish in Microsoft. I want to sell a 190 call in there. We let you do that as well. So we have a lot more flexibility with respect to what strategies we allow you to do. And we keep the capital requirements as aggressive as we can, you know, at the same time managing all the firm risk and everything else. But we keep the capital requirements, you know, I would say very aggressive. And I think that that's important because we are focused on customer capital requirements. All our support is free. All of our content is free. We have hundreds of thousands of hours of written content. We have a Learn Center and also video content. We probably have created the most content in the last decade of anybody in the world with respect to derivatives trading. We have futures content. We have option content. We have a little bit of stock content. We have a Learn Center. And we have, like I said, we have our own magazine, but we also have, which is all print content, but we give it to you for free in digital format. So all of that comes part of the whole tasty trade experience. So we have a streaming network that goes for it goes for 8 hours a day. The streaming network from from 7 a.m. till 3 p.m. So it's 8 hours of live content, no news, no technicals, no fundamentals, all quantitative research based. And then in addition to that, we loop it twice a day. So 100-something thousand people, 120, 130,000 people a day watch our content. A few million people watch it a month, and then it all feeds into this, and it's all free and the archives are all free and you can check it out anytime you want, go look at anything you want. And then it all feeds into the technology, which supports the same logic because everything's based off of IV rank and different kinds of, you know, probabilistic outcomes. So the content that you engage with us carries over to the technology, which allows you to take that content and actually apply it, which is super cool. And nobody else does anything like that. And then we also do, you know, a gazillion free events over the course of the year. We don't charge for anything. The only way we make money is from you trading on our platform. That is it. So that is that's a lot to absorb in a very short period of time. And by the way, everything on the platform is also configurable. The searches are configurable. The default quantities are configurable. The way your page is set up is configurable. Your watch list is configurable. You know, you can use our default ones or you can set up your own stuff. Everything we built on this platform basically lets you have the certain look that you want, but you can't mess up the platform because it always goes back and looks like it looks right now. I mean, what never changes on the platform is your positions are here, your orders are down here, your trading goes here, and your watch lists are here. Now, there is a position tab. Like, these are all different positions, and each one of these positions, you can open up and see your positions here as well. And a couple of nice things that I have closed on this platform just for privacy reasons, but a couple things I have closed on the platform right now are, you know, we also show you your beta weighted Greeks. So you can see your beta weighted deltas. You can see your theta numbers. You can see all the extrinsic premium that you have created on a monthly cycle. So you'll know approximately how much money you stand to make if nothing happens in the market, or you'll kind of have a pretty good idea of, you know, what your overall position deltas are. So, you know, like, this platform allows you to have, you know, 80, 90, 100, 200 different positions if you want to. And it takes everything and beta weights it. So you can see kind of apples to apples, oranges to oranges, and it has all that stuff built into it. It's really an exceptional trading tool, and it supports all of the research and all of the think tank content that we do. And remember, we're a little different than anybody else. We create content on a daily basis. We have a research team of 8 people, and every day we push out about 60 hours of research. And so it's a completely different approach. And I think what it does is it doesn't give you an automatic clear path to making money or any of that kind of stuff. What it does is it gives you a relative amount of engagement and a very strong foundation so that you know what you're doing or what you want to accomplish and how to do it. You know, ultimately, whether you succeed or not, that's up to you. But at least we give you the straightforward, very non-subjective quantitative tools. And these are the same tools that essentially most of the prop firms use. So it's a classic it's a professional approach to a retail environment. We don't accept any professionals on this platform. Okay. Well, I hope you've been asking Ryan and Chris, and I hope you've been bombarding them with a bunch of questions about Tastyworks. The minimum to open an account with us is is only $2,000. That's the minimum required to have a margin account in this business to trade, you know, options and things like that. We don't have a minimum on IRA accounts. There's obviously no maximum. We encourage you to be above the $25,000 pattern day trader limitation, which is not ours, of course. That's an old archaic FINRA rule that hopefully will help to get rid of at some point in the future. But right now it still exists. So anything over $25,000, you know, doesn't subject you to the pattern day trading rules. Futures don't subject to the pattern day trading rules either. We support people from about 65 or 70 different countries all totaled. But unfortunately, we can't support Canada yet. We do have an office in Australia and we are licensed in Australia. So there is Tastyworks Australia. So if anybody from Australia is listening, it only takes about 5 minutes to open an account with us. And once you open an account, you can check out the technology. We also have a couple of funky, fun giveaways and things like that. You can trade for 2 days using $5,000 in a virtual environment, and any of the money that you make, you can keep up to $250, and we'll fund your account with that. We also have a spin to win, which is you can just spin a wheel and see how much money you get when you open the account. We give away money that way. We just gave away a Tesla today for the first quarter of this year. Somebody named Greg in California won a Tesla from us. And that was a big drawing we had this afternoon. Every account holder was eligible. So somebody in California is driving a brand new Tesla, or will be next week on Tasty. And so we always have kind of different offers and lots of different referral offers and things like that to sweeten the pot when you open an account with us. And like I said, when you open an account, just choose the works. And then you can trade, you know, any product. You can use any one of our pieces of technology, mobile, web-based, and our software platform. And you can also, you know, check out everything else that we have. When you're a customer, you get everything. So you get Luckbox, the magazine, you get Tasty Trade, the network, you get access to everything. And we will be one of the only platforms supporting the small exchange when it first launches. And so, you know, you'll have access to that as well, which is really, I mean, it's super cool. So I have hit you with a ridiculous amount of content in a very short period of time, 52 or 53 minutes. I want to thank David and the team for giving us an opportunity to tell our story, and for all you guys, you know, just for hanging around listening after kind of another crazy day and after a couple of really wild weeks and unprecedented times in this country. I mean, the fact that I'm doing this from my house is so rare. I can't even tell you into my fourth decade of this. So happy to answer any questions at all. My email is tom@tastytrade.com. I've been answering my own emails for 20 years. And those of you that know me, I am a complete junkie. So, you know, please feel free to ask any questions you want. Again, I am tom@tastytrade.com. Or you can email to support@tastytrade or support@tastyworks if you have questions about our brokerage firm. We are Chicago based. We have 3 offices in Chicago and 1 office in Sydney, Australia. Like I said before, we have 100-something thousand customers, and I don't know what else you need to know about us, but you can look it all up online. The website is Tastyworks, www.tastyworks.com, or you can check out tastytrade.com. And you know, listen, again, feel free to kick the tires, feel free to dig in, learn whatever you want about us, and check us out for all the competition. We were just voted by Investopedia as best low cost broker and best for options in America. We were voted by Investor Business Daily, I think, as the best new firm, best for options, best for derivatives, best for low cost. We've won a lot of awards. We build amazing technology and we support the customers. You're our lifeblood. So thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of the events, and hopefully we'll be hearing from you, and we'd love to have you on board. Thanks so much, everybody.
Thanks, Tom. Great presentation.
Okay. Thanks. That was great. I couldn't see any of the feedback, but hopefully people enjoyed it, and I'll talk to Ryan and Chris, you know, later on.
Yeah. There was a lot of questions and comments and everything. So
good. Cause those guys are really
good. And a lot of interest.
Yeah. It's great. That's awesome. All right. Well, stay in touch. Keep me in the loop. Let me know, you know, what else we can do. And